Action Voice News, the Global Link.
The Council of Churches in Zambia maintains demand for total withdrawal of Bill 7. Government urged to secure alternative funding in health sector amid global aid cuts. And South African court rules that men can take wife's surname. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Council of Churches in Zambia, CCZ, has reaffirmed its position on the Constitution Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, stating that the Church still demands the total withdrawal of the bill to pave the way for a fresh, consultative, inclusive, and transparent legislative process. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, CCZ General Secretary Emmanuel Chikoya emphasized that despite the recent move in Parliament to defer the bill, the Church has not been consulted or involved in the discussion to postpone its deliberation. Father Chikoya clarified that this development does not reflect the Church's long-standing position on the matter. The Church was not part of the decision to defer Bill 7, and the position remains firm that the bill must be withdrawn in its entirety, and a new process must begin, one that genuinely involves all stakeholders, including the Church, civil society, and ordinary citizens, said Father Chikoya. Recently, Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, disclosed that there had been a general plea from traditional leaders, particularly chiefs from Muchinga province, urging government to proceed with Bill 7.
Involved. We are not part of the executive, and we are not involved in the deferring of the bill. Then, of course, we had that meeting after which the Concord passed judgment that was an illegal exercise. And before that judgment could be passed, before Parliament, and then it had been deferred. So our position, which is in the public space, is that it should be totally withdrawn and fresh, consultative, inclusive, transparent processes commenced.
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has called on government to adopt health taxes as part of its strategy to ensure sustainable financing for Zambia's public health system. The appeal comes as President Lihechulima is set to officially open Parliament tomorrow, Friday, September 12, 2025. CTPD Executive Director Isaac Moimpopo says the occasion provides an opportunity for the country to reaffirm its commitment to strengthening healthcare delivery at a time when Zambia continues to grapple with both infectious and non-communicable diseases, while nearly half the population still lacks access to essential services. Mr. Moimpopo said that health taxes have proven effective in many countries, both in raising revenue and promoting healthier lifestyles, citing Rwanda's success in reducing smoking prevalence from 13% to 7% since 2014 through tobacco taxation, and South Africa's sugar sweetened beverage tax, which cut consumption among children by 24%. He said that in Kenya, alcohol levies generated over $400 million in 2023, funding essential services while curbing harmful consumption. By integrating health taxes and other innovative fiscal measures into the national budget, Zambia can secure sustainable revenue for essential services, strengthen the resilience of its health systems, and improve overall well-being, said Mr. Moimpopo in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He added that investing in public health is not only an economic necessity, but also a moral responsibility, as healthier citizens contribute to stronger communities and national prosperity. Meanwhile, the Medical for Quality Healthcare in Zambia has urged government to explore alternative funding sources in the health sector after the Ministry of Health decided not to renew contracts for over 3,500 health workers employed under the Ministry of Health Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Cooperative Agreement. The ministry's decision stems from uncertainty surrounding the United States' foreign assistance to Zambia. Association Director General Quince Mwabu has warned that the move will have far-reaching consequences on the country's healthcare system. Dr. Mwabu said that the termination of contracts worsen existing staff shortages, disrupt essential services, and compromise the quality of patient care. The remaining workforce will be forced to take on heavier workloads, potentially leading to burnout and losing such a significant number of skilled health workers will undermine the gains achieved in the health sector and have a long-term negative consequences, said Dr. Mwabu in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He further cautioned that vulnerable populations, particularly those in rural and underserved areas, will be disproportionately affected, thereby widening health disparities. Dr. Mwabu has since called on government to take urgent action to avert what he described as a looming crisis in the country's healthcare system by increasing the budget to the health sector.
We urge the government to explore alternative funding sources and prioritize our healthcare workforce stability to maintain continuity of care and protect the health of Zambians. The loss of these health workers will undermine the progress made in improving healthcare outcomes and will have long-term consequences for the health sector in our country. We further call on the government to take immediate action to address this crisis and ensure that the healthcare system is not further compromised.
President Hakainde Ndihichilema has disclosed that out of the $86.2 billion in investment pledges made since 2021, $12.2 billion has been actualized, resulting in the creation of 68,072 jobs across various sectors of the economy. In a speech read on his behalf by Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry during the official opening of the Regional Trade Facilitation Conference in Lusaka today, President Hichilema attributed the achievement to government sound policies that continue to attract both local and foreign investment. The country has seen major investments in different sectors with job creation at companies such as Chelanga Cement, Tradekins, and Nitrogen Chemicals.